Good morning, Tom Brady.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Hey, how long does it take the adrenaline flow to calm down after a win like last night? What time did you drift off this morning?
Probably about 2:30.
Not bad.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, Tom, over the years, no question, you've had your share of fun playing football. Super Bowl wins aside, was that about the most enjoyable four quarters of football you can remember?
Well, you know what? I don't really enjoy it until it's over.
Yeah.
And because, the whole game, you're so into it. And, we got a 6-touchdown lead with 6 minutes left, and I'm still, going, God, is there a way for them to come back?
Hmm.
So, you just never really let off the gas pedal until the game's over. But the problem is, once the game's over, we've already moved on to Chicago. So you don't get a chance to enjoy them too often or too that's not the nature of it. And we're caught up in this marathon of a season. You just got to keep plugging away. So it was. There's no doubt. It was a great night. It's a big win for us. I will say it was. It means that we put ourselves in a pretty good position. But that really doesn't guarantee us anything. Mm. All it means is that we got a good opportunity. Now really let's see what we can do with an opportunity. So the guys. We're really excited after the game. Playing a very good team on Monday night at home. The crowd was rocking. It was a great win for us.
All right, I'm going to take a shot at this one. Help me out if you can. I'm not going to name any names, Tom, but I was told that privately some key members of the New England Patriots knew that the 11 days, the rest, and the game plan convinced quite a few people in that facility that you were going to dismantle the Jets last night. Let me just ask it this way. How high was the confidence level in that locker room going out for that game?
Well, I would say we always have a high level of confidence for every game, and I don't think there's a play on the call sheet that we don't feel comfortable with, or it wouldn't be on the call sheet. So, look, both teams had 11 days to prepare. I just think it was really our night. There were some critical plays that we made that if we don't make, it's as with every football game, it could go the other way. The 4th-and-2 to Dion, where we actually scored the touchdown. We had another couple other 4th downs we converted. I thought the guys really, based on what we talked about over the course of the week, really execute what we talked about. So, like I said, I know everyone's very excited around here, but at the same time, there's still a lot of football left, and I think we've all got to continue to find ways to do better out there. We face a very different challenge in going to Chicago this week. That it's a damn good team that we're facing this week too. So, as great as last night's win was, we're way behind on Chicago, that game is just as important as the one we just played.
Is it safe to say, Tom, that more than ever, or perhaps as much as ever, everybody around you is on the same page? All your skill position guys are where they're supposed to be when you drop back to throw?
Well, that's the idea. I would say that sometimes it looks better than others. But I have so much confidence in everybody that we have out there. There's guys that are playing, a bunch of different roles for us. We have Wes and Dion who are out there pretty much all the time. And then everyone else plays their role, and they do a great job of it. And when we throw the ball to them, they make the play. And when we run it, we're running the ball in. So to keep that balance with running and throwing and throwing at different guys and running at different guys, and really just forcing the defense to cover everybody. That's really what our approach has been, and it's been pretty successful.
We saw two very different conversations, or appeared at least on television, that you and Hernandez had. At one point, I believe, he did the wrong thing. He went the wrong way, and you had some words with him. Then later on, you were pretty pleased with him. I'm guessing he corrected his mistake.
Yeah, and I love Aaron as a player, as a person. He's really made a lot of strides this year as a player, and I think any young player, there's ups and downs, and he'll have a point in his career when we're always on the same page, and You know, that's really what we're working to try to accomplish. And because he plays such a big role in our offense, you try to get him up to speed as fast as you can. And he does so many great things out there, you know, but there's also a lot of things that, you know, we're trying to all do better. And that includes Aaron, that includes myself. And he's working hard at it, and he practices hard. And it really shows out there the kind of plays that he can make when he's out there.
What can you do better?
Well, you know, I think there was a couple throws last night that I wish I'd have made some better throws. You know, one thing that's been good this year is the turnovers. And you know, we haven't really had many of those, you know, it's tough to, for example, a game like last night. I mean, it's a pretty close game, and then we start getting turnovers, and now it turns into, you know, not a very close game. And I think what that shows us on offense, on our offense, is that if we don't turn the ball over, the game's going to be close. I mean, it may not be, you know, a 20-point blowout, but we're going to have an opportunity to win in the fourth quarter. So, you know, guys have really been taking care of the ball. Every skill guy that handles the ball has been doing a good job of doing that. You know, we turned the ball over a couple times at Cleveland. That hurt us. We turned the ball over in the first jet game. That hurt us. But we don't have many negative plays. We don't have many penalties. You know, we get out there and we play a pretty efficient brand of football, and I think that's what it's going to take. As the weather gets colder, as the snow comes, we've got to continue to work at that. But you know, that's one thing that our team has shown that we've been pretty good at, is taking care of the ball. But that doesn't mean anything this week going forward. I mean, it means that that's what we've done. Now we've got to go out and continue to prove it.
Tom, backing up one subject, what was the gist of what you were saying to Hernandez when your guys' grills were kind of locked together there?
I was just excited for him that, you know, he made a play for us like that in that critical situation. Mm-hmm. We called his number. He's the first read on the play. He knows he's the first read on the play. It's been a play we've been practicing. And, you know, he goes out there and makes a huge play. You know, we got the ball, I think, on our 5-yard line that drive, or 10-yard line, and then got it out to maybe 30, 35, 40, and then I hit Aaron. He ran it down to the 20 or 25. So that was it was just a huge play in the game. And, you know, I'm pretty tough on Aaron. I think that's more so than anything. I'm always pretty tough on him. So, you know, it's because I really, you know, I really love having him out there that I am tough on him, and I want him to do really well. And then when he does well, I guess I was pretty excited for him.
Hey, Tom, can you estimate how many times you come to the line of scrimmage with a particular play in mind and called, and you see something that doesn't sit right, or see something that you can take advantage of, and you completely change the coverage and you completely change the play? And was the best example of that the 4th and 3 at the 35 that ended up being the touchdown pass to Branch to make it 17-0?
Well, you know, I think there's – I've played, you know, for a lot of football games, so there's not a lot that surprises me out there. And I think one thing I've been really fortunate over the years is to be in the same – offensive system with a lot of the same calls, and I know certain quarterbacks have had many different coordinators over the course of their career, but I've been in the same offensive system that has really allowed me to understand where the strengths of the plays are and the weaknesses of the plays and the strengths of the runs and the strengths of the protections, that if there is a look that, okay, maybe, I mean, it's impossible for an offensive coordinator on the sideline to call plays to think, okay, well, this can beat everything that they're going to do. Mm-hmm. So we call our plays kind of with the best intention, and then I get up to the line of scrimmage, and if it doesn't look like a clean look for us, then we make changes. And, I mean, a lot of teams do that. I'm not the only quarterback in the league does that. A lot of teams do that, but, you know, I would say that's, you know, a significant part of our offense.
First play of the second quarter for you guys, you hit Woodhead for that 35-yarder. Yeah. He had a matched up with DeVito, a 300-pound defensive lineman. Do you know, coming to the line, that you're going to get that mismatch, or do you read that as the play's unfolding? And can you believe that's what the defense is doing, expecting someone like that to run with Woodhead?
Yeah, well, no. I mean, I would say no, we don't know that that's the matchup when the, you know, before the ball snapped. That's, you know, and I think there's risk reward to all those defenses. You know, there's some tricky defenses that the Jets play, tricky defenses that the Ravens have played. A lot of defenses play. They just don't want to line up and always show you what they're going to do. I think whenever they assign a nose guard to a running back, you know, the intention is really to keep the running back in with the pressure.
Right.
So they're blitzing, expecting the running back to have to pick up the blitz, and then, you know, the nose tackle is really no issue covering the running back. On that particular play, we were able to get Woody out, and I saw him, and I threw it, and then I saw, you know, DeVito chasing him. But that's if I knew of that matchup, believe me, I'd be going to that all night. Woodhead on nose tackle. Great linebackers have a hard time with Woody because of his quickness and his playmaking ability. So, that was definitely a matchup in our favor.
Hey, Tom, let me nominate two PBNTDs, best plays, not touchdowns, and you choose the one that you think, or maybe a different one. First quarter, 3rd and 22, you hit Branch for a 19-yard gain and eventually led to the Branch touchdown. Or third quarter, the one we were just talking about, Hernandez, 35 yards to the 24, and then the congratulations. Or another one.
Yeah.
Or the Woody on DeVito.
Or the Woody and DeVito.
I would say the one to Aaron, just in that, look, we're trying to come out and really establish ourselves in the second half.
Yeah.
You know, we took the wind in the third quarter. It was a pretty windy night out there. We took the wind in the third quarter and really wanted to really build on our lead, so the fourth quarter was really no issue. And that's what we ended up doing. It was that play to Aaron was really a catalyst for that third quarter. And him making those plays, that was huge.
Hey, Tom,
I would definitely say that one.
What does it say when the Patriots are leading, let me see if I get this right, 31-3 late in the third quarter, and you unveil some stuff out of the playbook that we have yet to see, the shovel pass to Woodhead and some other variations on themes that we haven't seen before, that you're still dusting off new and fresh things and maybe exposing them to teams that you're going to see down the road when you're already up 31-3? What does that say?
Well, I think 31-3, I mean, I don't feel like the game's over 31-3. I know probably on TV it looks like, okay, this game's over.
Yeah.
We're trying to play 60 minutes of football. We've been talking about that all season. And okay, so what if it's 31-3 and then they score a touchdown and, okay, we just run three plays in front and they score again. 31-17, then they get an onside kick, and 31-24, now it's a seven-point game. So I think we're trying to execute all the way throughout the game. And I don't think there's any time where we're out there that we're not expected to go out there and execute really well. So,
is there any negotiation with the coach at the end? I mean, we know you don't ever want to come out, but sometime I'm assuming the coach would like you to come out just to keep you upright and healthy. Do you have to talk your way into the game, back into the game?
No, at that point, I'm kind of whatever he wants to do, I'm fine with. But, I mean, I expect to play the whole game. I don't ever go out there thinking, you know, that I'm not going to. So, and I love being out there. There's nothing more fun for me than Sunday afternoon or Monday night. So it is I'd love to see Brian get in there and make some plays because he's a hell of a quarterback. So, you know, when the opportunity, I just remember how important that was for me as a young quarterback. So when Brian does get a chance to play, there's no one cheering him on more than me.
Who do you feel worse for this morning, Josh McDaniels, who is out of work, or Randy Moss, who is out of New England and probably wishes he were still back here?
Well, you know, both have been huge contributors to our success here, you know, over the years. And those two guys are both really great friends of mine. And Josh is a great coach. All the experience I've ever had with him, he's a tremendous coach, and I'm sure he'll have plenty of great opportunities. And obviously Randy, I mean, I've spoken at length about him.
Right.
So, you know, both those guys, I'm sure they're fighters, they're competitors, and they'll be, in all reality, my main concern is Chicago right now, so I'm sure that those guys will take care of themselves.
Have you heard from Randy? Did he congratulate you at all on your recent success?
He and I touch base from time to time. You know, I know it's a... You know, these weeks are flying by, so, you know, we don't have the... It wasn't like it was, you know, when our lockers were right next to each other, but, you know, yeah, we still keep in touch.
And we look at, I assume we look at things differently than you. Most of us looked at Moss and said, you can't be as good without him. We look at players, and you know, when they're drafted, and we the 40 times, the height, the weight, the bench press. You don't look at them that way. I assume you don't, because you're having great success with a bunch of little guys and, you know, cast-offs and guys who were cut by the Jets and guys who were, you know, fourth on the depth chart not long ago. I take it the things that we think, or, you know, guys like Mel Kiper perhaps think are important in players, aren't at the top of your list.
Well, I mean, we've seen that for a long time with the Patriots and guys like Teddy or guys like Troy or Rodney, who was a cast-off, and Roman Pfeiffer, who was a cast-off, and all these guys over the years that have been great players for us, they bring a lot more than just athletic ability. That's kind of a prerequisite for being a Patriot. You have to have the ability. There's no doubt. There's nobody on the team that doesn't have ability, but it takes a lot more than that. And to play for Coach Belichick, who really always has his foot on the accelerator, he takes nothing for granted. He expects us to go out there and perform every day in practice, and I think that takes a certain kind of person, a very mentally tough person that plays through the conditions, plays through situations, and that's how the organization has been built. So, guys like Danny and guys at Dion that come back, I think they really appreciate it too. I know Dion has just really enjoyed being back, and believe me, I love having him here. So, and when certain guys come and other guys go, you just kind of maybe find a different style for your offense. I'd say that's probably more so than anything. And style for your defense. You really play to the strengths of your players. And, things that were good for, Randy Moss or Dante Stallworth or Jabbar Gaffney are maybe different things that are for Brandon Tate and for Deion Branch. And it's not a better or worse. It's just how are we utilizing them within the offense. So we'll just continue to find ways to do that for as long as Coach Belichick's coaching. I'm sure that's what he's going to do. He's going to use the strengths of his players and try to get the best out of them and go out there and fight as hard as we can each week.
Tom, I think I know you well enough that you would never say a loss to Cleveland was a good thing. But in a perverse kind of way, when you look at what's happened since that Cleveland loss, 39 against Pitt, 31 against the Colts, 45 against the Lions, and 45 last night against the Jets. Can you see some sort of silver lining where there was this cold slap in this team's face that said, if you don't pay attention, that can happen to you against Cleveland, and then you've gone out and raised your game?
Well, I hope we don't have to learn lessons through losses. I mean, I think you are very critical on yourself when you do lose games, mm-hmm. and you're very critical on everything about your team at that point. So whatever changes you make usually come up after losses. But look, we lost that game, and I think that's a great lesson for us in that, we didn't play the way we needed to play to win. Everything we talked about before the game, during the week of practice, we didn't do. And when a game like last night, where the things that we talk about during the week and every practice and the night before the game and the day of the game, we're saying these are the keys, this is how we have to play these guys. When you do it, it turns out pretty well. So we're going to have a whole set of those new ones against Chicago. And, in order to beat a good team, we've got to play really well, and we've got to play to our strengths and find the matchups that we have to find so that, you can't go in there and play right to a team's strengths and think that you're going to beat them.
Do you still have doubts about this team, about your team? Do you still have questions unanswered?
Well, I'd say this. As I said this a bunch last week, and Coach Belichick said it to us again. He said, all right, the football season started. He said at the beginning of this week. So, he said, look, everything we've done over the off season and everything we've done over the course of this season has been to put us in a position that we're in right now, which is we have an opportunity. And it doesn't guarantee us anything other than means is that, we got a chance. And basically we got a chance to win our division. There's some teams that are just totally out of it. And we got a damn good chance to win our division if we can continue to play Patriot football. But, look, if we don't play Patriot football, we could lose four straight games and be out of the playoffs. And that has to be thought of on a on a daily basis for practice, because you know, our goal is to come in there each day and to get better as a team. But we can't sit here and think about, okay, well, this is, you know, you got 12 different scenarios. What we can focus on is winning this week, and I can promise you, when the media comes in tomorrow at practice, that's all the guys are going to be talking about is Chicago, because you know, that's the way it's been successful, and that's the way it's going to continue to be successful, is taking care of ourselves each day and with each opponent.
Hey, Tom, I know your head coach discourages you from saying that you hate the Jets, but this morning after a 45-3 loss, can you say you feel sorry for the Jets? Is that okay?
I never, never feel sorry for the Jets. There's no chance. I have a lot of old players, Patriot players, and Patriot coaches that text me after the game last night and express their views on the Jets as well. So there's no love lost between the current Patriots and the current Jets, or the former Patriots, or the former Jets, just because it's such a great rivalry, and I think we bring the best out of each other.
Just between you, me, and Jerry, what did Bill say to everybody in the sideline group huddle that got a laugh and a smile and an all right out of everybody? Like, you get an extra day off if you keep them out of the end zone?
Oh, no, he didn't. No, there's no, none of that.
No?
He said, what he did say, he said, listen, you know, this game isn't over, we're playing for 60 minutes. You know, I don't give a shit what the score is, you know. We're playing for 60 minutes. So,
and that sat very well with everybody, didn't it?
Yeah, you know, I think that's something that we've been talking about all season. We played like the Steelers, for example. Okay, we had a great, three quarters and then didn't play well in the fourth quarter. The Colts, we had a great three quarters, didn't play well in the fourth quarter. Even though we're playing well through three quarters in this game, it's like, okay, guys, you know, this is the fourth quarter, is what we've been talking about. Let's
finish it.
We're not playing a great 49 minutes. We're playing a great 60 minutes. That's what he was talking about.
The network flash. We know you're the highest rated quarterback in the NFL. Everyone knows that. But the network had a great stat. The highest rated combination, quarterback to receiver in the NFL? You know what that is?
No.
Guess.
What is that?
Tom Brady to Rob Gronkowski. First in the NFL in ratings. I don't know how the hell they I didn't even know they did this. But Brady to Aaron Hernandez is seventh in the NFL. First is Brady to Gronkowski.
Is that right?
I guess that means he catches it when you throw it to him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you get it in his area, he's going to catch it. He's so tall. He's got long arms. Got huge hands. Wherever you put it with him, you know, he's able to come down with it. So he's got a great what they call catch radius, and that his wingspan is. He's got a huge wingspan. He's able to snatch that ball wherever you put it. So really, you know, every guy that's on him is smaller than him. So if you put the ball in a particular area where basically the DB can't reach for it, then he's going to be able to make the catch. And he's really shown incredible consistency this year as the season's gone along, both as a blocker and as a receiver. He's a huge reason why I think we've been successful this season, because of not only the play of him, but the play of Algie and the play of Aaron, and that group has been a huge lift for us.
Tom, your four touchdown passes last night takes you to 252 career, moving you into 13th place on the all-time list. Do you know who you passed last night?
I don't know who I passed.
Drew Bledsoe.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So finally we can say Brady's better than Bledsoe after all these years, right?
I love Drew. I wouldn't say that. You know, I'd say I played for, you know, a great coach, and you know, Drew is a hell of a player, and Drew, you know, I got nothing but great things to say about Drew. He's been a great mentor for me and continues to be so.
Have you bought any of his wine?
Yeah, I have, as a matter of fact. I was on his mailing list, so. Unfortunately, you can't ship to Massachusetts. So I ship to my parents' house in California.
And they're drinking it.
Yeah, they drink it all.
By the way, just so you know, 254, two more to catch Dan Fouts to rank 13th. Not that you care about those kinds of things.
Was that headgear? Was that made by Uggs? Is that the latest headgear from Uggs? Is that why you had that on there? Do they make headgear?
No, I don't think so. No? Just feet wear.
They do. They
They do?
Website. Check out some stuff. Maybe I'll get you guys some stuff.
I thought your hair was supposed to keep you warm, not that silly-looking hat.
I know. You know, it's more, I started wearing one that last year in practice, and it's pretty amazing how well that thing keeps you warm. So, look, we're not playing in, you know, San Diego anymore, you know, this season. So,
Do you take any crap from the offensive lineman when you put that on?
No. Those guys do the same thing in practice. They just want to think they're tough in the game.
I see.
You know, look what happens before we run out for every drive, and who are all the guys standing over by the heaters? It's offensive line.
Uh-huh.
So,
and you're the only guy without gloves.
They're not wearing sleeves, but believe me, that little headgear that I'm wearing, I'm not. That's okay with them.
All right, time now for the quarterback question of the week, brought to you by Irving Oil. This year, give a gift they'll really like and use. Comes from Chris from West Bridgewater. Hey, Tom, he says, it seems that every week the offense has a different playmaker or target. Does this make practices tougher or easier?
Well, I'd say it makes it easier in that you never really know who the playmakers are going to be on the coverage. So, you know, whatever the coverage ends up being, that's the guys you end up going to. But, you know, the thing about our offense is everybody has opportunities. So, you know, Wes has plenty of plays where he's the first read, plenty of plays where he's the second read. Dion's the same thing.
Yeah.
Gronkowski's the same thing. So if they're open, they get it. And if you're the second read on the play and you're wide open, but the first read was open, you know, you're not going to get the ball as the second read. So, and everybody understands that. And you know, I think that's what's been so fun about playing with, you know, this group of guys. Everybody is really bought into our offense and what we're trying to do, and it's a very unselfish group of players that is really committed to winning more so than, you know, any stat they may put up. Because in the end, stats mean nothing. The only thing that matters is a Super Bowl, you know, championship. That's why every team starts the season with that, with the hope of that. You know, that's what guys dream about. But, you know, there's no touchdown or rushing yard or interception mark or sacks that are going to make up for team success, and that's what the Patriots have been built on.
Hey, finally, Tom, have you broken the news to the offensive linemen that 2 years ago they got Audis, last year they got Movados for Christmas? It's Uggs.
Uggs.
This Christmas is. Do they know that yet?
They should be happy with whatever they get. I'm the best Santa Claus they've ever had.
Really?
So, believe me, they they love when. You know, when I'm the one bringing the gifts in for them, because I think they get pretty well taken care of. I hope they do at least.
I want to see Mankins in size 19 Uggs.
I know. I don't think they have a shoe mold that would fit, you know, their feet. So I'd send the order and they'd send it back.
Yeah.
If that was the case.
All right, Tom. Good talking to you. Congratulations on the big win last night, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, guys. Take care. Bye bye.